This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces advancing deep into western Khan Yunis in Gaza's bloodiest fighting of the new year so far stormed one hospital and placed another under siege on Monday, cutting the wounded off from trauma, Palestinian officials said, with no immediate comment from Israel. Troops advanced for the first time into a district near the Mediterranean coast west of Khan Yunis, the main city in southern Gaza. Residents said bombardment from air, land, and sea was the most intense in the southern sector of Gaza since the war began in October, as Israeli tanks surged across Khan Yunis towards the Mediterranean coast. Relatives of Israeli hostages storm a parliament committee meeting to demand action on captives, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza rushed into a finance committee meeting at Israel's parliament on Monday, yelling, "You won't sit here while they're dying there." On Sunday night, family members set up a protest tent in Jerusalem and vowed to stay there until the government reaches a deal to free some hostages. The relatives of hostages have accelerated their protests in recent days, demanding the government does more to get their loved ones released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leaders of Poland and Ukraine pledged on Monday to tackle a thorny political dispute that had hampered their critical wartime alliance and boost defense cooperation as Russia's invasion grinds towards its third year. In his first visit to neighboring Ukraine as prime minister, Poland's Donald Tusk delivered a message of friendship to President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is VOA News. India marked the consecration of a grand new Hindu temple on Monday in a celebration led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Many hail the new temple as a sign of Hinduism reawakening from centuries of foreign subjugation. The Ramayana's inauguration comes ahead of general elections in May, where Modi is seeking a rare third term. The event delivers on a campaign promise his political party made more than decades ago. India hails itself as a secular state, meaning it isn't supposed to be connected to any specific religion or belief system. Analysts say Modi's role in the ceremony shows supporters of his Hindu nationalist party that India is finally ready to end what they call the appeasement of minorities and move towards their goal of building a Hindu-first nation.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, who says for decades the site was bitterly contested by Hindus and minority Muslims, leading to riots in 1992 that killed 2,000 after a Hindu mob destroyed a 16th-century mosque that had stood there. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has landed another endorsement from campaign rival Nikki Haley's home state before tomorrow's State of New Hampshire Republican Party primary, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she's backing Trump. Another blow to Haley days after Senator Tim Scott endorsed him. South Carolina's GOP leadership has largely lined up against Haley, who is arguing voters need to make a simple decision, whether to move away from failed Trump and Biden policies.
Do we want more of the same? Or do you want something different?
Ron DeSantis ended his nomination bid yesterday, leaving Haley as Trump's main GOP challenger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union on Monday imposed sanctions on six firms responsible for arming and financing the rival warring factions in Sudan. Since mid-April, Sudan has been gripped by a conflict pitting Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan against his former deputy paramilitary commander Mohamed Hamad Daglo. The war has claimed at least 13,000 lives, according to a conservative estimate by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, and the United Nations says more than 7 million people have been displaced. Liberia's new president, Joseph Boakai, pledged to fight corruption in the West African country as he was sworn into office on Monday following his election victory over former football star George Weah. The 79-year-old nearly beat Weah in November's runoff poll by just more than 1%. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.